Let the games begin.
Come on.
There's nothing that the man will not do.
Now you don't have to shave. You
know, I've always felt that the greatest classroom in the world is life.
The University of Life. Yes, I understand that some of its graduates go on to move back in with their parents.
You can't have it!
You just have to learn how to speak their language, that's all. Young Rudith, run thither and yon to thy roometh, and get thy writings and bring them down to the minuteth.
What?
Go up to your room and get the script, Jack. If you ever get into any kind of trouble, please feel free to come to your mother or me.
I would be afraid you would get mad.
Mad? I'm not gonna get mad.
You can say that now because it hasn't happened.
Yeah, but I'm telling you that I wouldn't get mad. Now, when I say I wouldn't get mad, I mean I wouldn't get mad. You understand?
Sit up and tell me I'll get mad.
And if you've got a problem, we want to know about it so we can help you.
I mean, I know when I'm mad about it.
Denise is hogging the bathroom.
Well, why don't you use the one downstairs?
The small one? That's for guests.
Well, pretend you don't live here.
You want to say something to me?
Daddy?
Yeah?
I broke your juicer.
Is this the same juicer that I said, don't touch? Is this the same juicer I said, mine?
Are you mad at me?
Yes.
Is that the shirt that we bought?
Yeah.
Well, didn't it have sleeves when we bought it?
Oh, yeah, they're upstairs.
Well, the sleeves didn't want to come down this
morning. See, Dad, I cut them off. This is how everybody's wearing it this year.
Now, if fashion dictates that you cut those sleeves off, make some alterations, that's fine with me. But somehow, somewhere, in this lifetime, you're going to wear those sleeves.
Take the sunglasses off. Put the sunglasses back on.
Daddy.
Hey, what's happening?
What's this for?
Which one? Yarn. See? Yarn.
Thanks. I gave my cat a ball of yarn. She put it in her basket. Daddy.
Where are you going? What? This is...
What's this word?
Basket.
Thanks.
No problem.
Daddy.
What?
What's this word?
Oh, look, why don't we read this together? She played.
She played with it all day.
Got it? The end. All right.
There he is. He's getting up. This stuff, no, it's sending him forward, ladies and gentlemen. One of the better crawlers of our time. The newcomers are coming. There he is. The sun is up.
Come on, Dad. I'm just coming off vacation.
Right. Vacation?
I think you don't understand. A vacation, son, is something you get when you have a job. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you didn't work hard this summer. I've never seen anyone work harder at begging. Begging for money for pizza. Begging to stay up late to chase little girls who didn't love you. Son, you get a chance to rest now. You're going to start school.
What does VRBTT spell?
ZRBTT spell. That's Zerbert. Zerbert.
Oh, you know what I think a Zerbert is? I just remember. A Zerbert is this. That's a Zerbert. Yeah. Right. I Zerbert you.
I'll go for two.
Huh? We love you. We let you borrow money even though you're not qualified to pay it back. You get out in the real world, it's going to be different.
But when I get in the real world, I'll do just fine, because I'm going to have a lot of money.
I hope you're not waiting for me to die.
Oh, we made you get the braces.
Yeah.
Getting braces for you was not a form of punishment. If we hadn't, your mother and I would now have a bigger house. And you would have teeth growing out of your ears.
One of our professors is putting together an archaeological dig in Egypt this summer, and I would really like your permission to go.
Of course, go ahead.
I need $1,500.
Well, I think you better get a spoon, go out in the backyard, son. You know, $1,500 is a lot of money to give somebody just making seeds.
I cannot help it if we just happen to be so rich that I can't get a grant.
And I graduated from college, and we went on to graduate school. Graduated. We are rich. You have nothing.
How much money do you have in the bank?
$1,600.
So after you pay for the car, how much money have you left in the bank?
Nothing.
A girl your age living in this neighborhood would have to spend at least $800 a year every year in auto insurance.
$800?
Of your money. Of which you have none in the bank.
And what about gas? You have to find some way to fill the tank.
With your money. Of which you have none.
But if you just loan me the money, I swear I'll pay you back.
You already owe us $472,000.
You have always wanted to go to law school. You've never talked about anything else.
I changed my mind.
Change it back. After all the money we spent sending you to Princeton? Sandra, you owe us $79,648.22. And I want my money now.
Thank you so much for making me feel so much better. Your ideas were wonderful.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Can I have a Zerbert?